Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one...
All right, well, you've heard this talked about a fair amount in... well, more recently than I've ever heard this talked about. That is the possibility of a constitutional convention under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. It's never been done before. There's a lot of misunderstanding, misinformation floating around out there, so we thought we better sort it out and get it figured out. William Wagner here, the president of Salt and Light Global, who is also a former federal judge, former federal prosecutor, a guy who knows his way around the Constitution front to back, top to bottom. Professor, welcome back.
Good to be here again, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right, so give me an idea. What is this Article 5 Constitutional Convention? How does it occur, first of all?
It occurs in two different ways. The Article 5 provides two different ways to amend the Constitution. You know, the way that we've done it 27 times is Congress proposes amendments, and then three-fourths of the states would ratify. Well, that's not what's being proposed here. And I got to tell you, I've been a constitutional professor for, that's a huge part of my life. And in all the years that I have taught this and practiced it, I've never seen such misinformation and misunderstanding about a particular part of the Constitution. And Article 5 also provides for the states to apply to Congress to have them have a constitutional convention where amendments can be proposed to the Constitution.
So why so much confusion?
I think it's because there are folks on both sides of the issue in the in the conservative side of things. You've got good conservatives that are disagreeing on whether this is a good idea or not. And in the liberal side of things, it's the same thing. Both the liberals and the conservatives in this country are proposing Article 5 constitutions for different things, and obviously they want to put different things in the Constitution. And the question then becomes, well, what does the Constitution, you know, actually say? And, you know, I can read it here because it's so short. The Congress, on application of the legislature of two-thirds of the several states, shall call a convention for proposing amendments. And so the question is, wow, is that opening Pandora's box, or can we control it by keeping it limited?
And that's the big question.
Nobody agrees on that.
Well, and that's the big question where there's been a lot of back and forth, because my understanding has always been that if there is a constitutional convention, that everything's on the table, and yet others say, no, that's not the case. You can limit it to a single topic. So which is it, Professor, in your estimation?
Well, if you are a good conservative, and good conservatives say, apply the plain meaning of the Constitution, the word convention in 1787, when they put it in there, meant a convention, and that's exactly what it was. And so there is nothing, in my view, that stops anybody from breaking it wide open. And so, for example, when the founders of this country sent delegates to amend the Articles of Confederation, they were specifically sent there to amend the Articles of Confederation. And they came back with what we now know as our Constitution. And they completely redid it. And what is to stop a group of folks that are delegates that are sent to a convention from doing that? I don't see that. I know there are other good constitutional law professors out there that disagree with me. And that's the problem. There is no correct answer that we know for sure. And so if somebody starts a limited constitutional convention, what is to stop the amendments from getting much bigger?
And that's what I've always said.
Much better at this than we are. And the left is very, very good at manipulating processes
sure.
to get their thing. So I could just see a new constitution that we no longer have a Second Amendment right to protect ourselves. All of a sudden, there is written into the Constitution this, what is to this point been a fake constitutional right to abortion. All of a sudden, written in the Constitution is a right of men to go into little girls' bathrooms. Written into the Constitution is, you know, some new way of electing the president.
That See, my guess the electoral is process. My guess is this, because we need to go one step further here in this discussion. Let's say, for the sake of argument, what you've laid out turns out to be correct, and that's always been my fear of a constitutional convention. People tell me that can't happen, but you have just told me you believe that it can. And that's why people fear this sort of thing. But let me ask you this. Once you get to the convention and you've gotten, you've been seated or however, and you bring up topic A, whatever it is, how does a constitutional amendment get passed? What's the threshold for a constitutional amendment to be agreed upon and passed? For example, eliminating the Second Amendment. How would that happen?
That is a good question. Nothing is mentioned in the Constitution about it. And so that would happen at the convention.
So 50% plus one vote could do it?
If that's the way they wanted to set it up, they could do it that way. Look what happened at the original convention where we got our Constitution. Instead of amending the Articles of Confederation, they certainly amended them, all right? They amended them out of existence and came up with a completely new process for running the government. And it was a much better process back then, but I got to tell you, we are a moral nation back then and had a moral core, and we are in an ideological civil war right now, and it would be a very, very different convention this time.
Now, as you look around, though, when you've got 30 states, give or take, that seem to be quite red, you know, 30, it's like 34 Republican governors. Now, you might lose a couple or three when this 2018 election comes through. We'll see. Michigan could change to a Democrat. You never know. But still, the majority of the small states tend to be red. The majority of the larger states, population-wise, tend to be blue. So I don't know how it would be set up if they just say, we'll do it based on what? The Electoral College, we'll do it on percentage. How would you do it? That's where I get confused, I guess. And you say there's no real answer.
There's no real answer, and there's 100 different ways, and there's 100 different questions on each way. For example, can states rescind their application request if next year or a few years from now, Michigan is now controlled by the Democrats instead of the Republicans? Can the Democrats say, oh, we rescind our application? Nobody knows the answer to that. Can a delegate to a convention say, hey, that particular application is beyond the scope of the convention? Nobody knows the answer for that. Can states put a limit on the authority of their delegates at the convention? Nobody knows the answer to that. And if anybody is telling you that they do know the answer to that, they're not telling you the truth.
There's just no way to get to the bottom line necessarily. That's
And if you can't get to the bottom line,
then it becomes frightening about opening the convention at all, doesn't it?
It's opening a Pandora's box. Exactly.
Yeah, very very unnerving, very concerning. And how do you decide until you get there? So I guess my question is it that important to you to take a risk, to put together a convention, to have the states get together, to hold a constitution? You have to have a lot of trust, a lot of faith in what you're about to do, don't you?
I tell you, I've got good friends on both sides of this issue, and people of integrity and people that actually care about this nation. I keep saying, though, something like Global stands for seasoning the public dialogue with truth. Look to what the truth of the actual provision in the Constitution says. Look at the plain meaning of that provision. And you cannot come to the conclusion that, hey, we can control this thing. You can't. There is just, and if anybody tells you there is consensus on conservatives, scholars,
just not true.
It's just not true.
Professor William Wagner, president of Salt and Light Global. We have to leave it right there for today. Professor, always an education, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me again. God bless you.
Quick break. Back on the Steve Gruber Show.